following program is a collection of stooges talking about the happenings in the automotive detailing industry. It is meant to be comedic and informative. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect the beliefs of their peers, their boss, or their ad partners. There may be some cuss words because that's how grown-ups talk in the real world. If you are a young, please seek permission before watching or listening any further.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. I'm Alex. He's Jason.
Yo, every time since lately, I don't know what's going on with my shit, but like the whole time I couldn't see anything.
Like, really?
It was just frozen. And I'm like, what's going on, man? I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's because I have my monitor hooked up or like, I don't know, man. If y'all are tech savvy out there, please let me know what I need to do. Maybe I need a better monitor to hook up to my laptop. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. How you doing, man?
How you doing? I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm tired, you know.
Me too.
But I will say it's a good tired. I'll reiterate what I said last week about our Sober October.
Yeah.
You know, I lost some weight, which is yay me. Yay me. Yeah. But like I told you, like
3-4 pounds?
Four now. Four, yeah. Four. Yeah. But, I'm really using this to build better habits.
Right.
And then, you know, then will come like the heavy workouts and, you know, getting better in shape. So how's your Sober October going?
My Sober October, I feel, is really going good. I'm down 4 pounds, or well, five this morning, down 5 pounds. So I'm averaging about 2 a week, which is really, really good from everybody I talk to.
Yeah.
Dude, the intermittent fasting thing isn't as hard as I thought it was going to really be, hard. You know, like not eating until like 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning and then not eating after like, you know, 6:30 or 7 o'clock at night. It's really not that hard to do. And it's not like I'm, you know, eating super healthy. I'm just eating smarter, you know, smaller portions, grilled chicken instead of fried chicken. You know, trying to stay away from so much of the processed, you know, stuff, sweets and whatnot. So yeah, man, dude. And you know, like the pushups are getting easier. The squats are getting easier. You know, Michelle and I used to do 2 mile walks and now I'm like dragging her ass around for an extra mile. So we're doing 3 miles. And then we were even talking about like kicking it up to 4, because the 3 miles are getting, you know, a little bit easier now. Especially it's cooler. It's been cooler lately, you know, so it's easier to do a 3 mile walk when it's cooler.
For our listeners who don't live in Florida, it's getting cold here for us right now.
Yeah.
Just so you know, because I know there's people probably that live like in Washington, like our guest does, and it's like, fuck you. It's been cold for like a month already.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've actually been able to say
70 degrees is cold.
Yeah, I've actually been able to rock my my new Aquatech hoodie the last couple of days because it's been like 65, 68 down here. So yeah, man. Most of you guys might not know. Last week, I had the privilege of being on the Dean's Den podcast. So that dropped, I think, about an hour or so ago. So if you want to see me getting interviewed, go check out the Dean's Den podcast on YouTube. That's everybody knows our buddy Dean Ferrandados. That one was a fun one. We did the whole episode and then it got to the end and I was like, hey Dean, are we recording? Because there's no countdown, there's no nothing. And he's like, oh shit. So we had to redo it. So after doing a whole hour. We had to redo the hour. So, yeah, so it was fun stuff. Walt said he was in the shower, so it's Steven saying he's in the shower too. Yeah, dude. So, funny little story. I mean, maybe. I don't know. The other night I got Haley to watch Nightmare on Elm Street with me, the OG, the 84 version.
Johnny Depp version.
Yeah, dude, because I told her, like, dude, that's the one movie, like, for the longest time, like, even as an adult, I couldn't watch that with the lights off. That's, to me, that original Freddy movie.
That got you. Okay.
Yeah, dude, that's like a psycho kind of thing, like Jaws is, right? You know, I mean, like, you know, just the fear of it or whatever. And I'll tell you what, we were watching it the other night and she kept like messing with me. She's like, oh, Freddy's gonna get you. Freddy's gonna get you. She was like singing the song. She's like, one, two, Freddy's gone. And I'll tell you what, man, like I realized Freddy was kind of a bitch, dude. Like he couldn't even fight a 16-year-old girl. Like, come on, dude.
Imagine what you would do to these kids nowadays.
Yeah. That was crazy, man. Cam said watching the original Alien as a kid got him. Yeah, that was a pretty scary one too. Yeah.
The movie that got me when I was a kid was The Exorcist.
Yeah.
And I love that movie now. And I want to go see the new one too. So like,
yeah. Dude, Haley's all about The Nun. She's like, oh my God, that's a scary movie. If you want to watch a scary movie, I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good. I'm not really into the newer like jump scare type scary movies.
It's not even jump scare, man. It's like, don't leave your room scared.
Yeah.
At night. Once you in bed, you in bed. If you got to pee, you better hold that shit till the morning.
Exactly. All right, man. You want to pay some bills so we can get to our guests? Because he's not cheap and he's sitting there like, these assholes are wasting my time. So
yeah, let's pay some bills.
All right, let's go do that. We'll be right back.
If you have not yet tried Oberg's new APS soap, now is your chance to receive 15% off by using coupon code DSP, all capital letters. Oberg's new all-purpose soap is perfect for all your exterior washing needs. This unique formula combines plant-based cleaning power that is effective and versatile. Whether you are mobile washing or maintaining a ceramic-coated vehicle, APS soap works quickly and rinses easily. This super concentrated formula can also be used on really tough bugs and is very effective in dirty door jams. To find out more, please visit oberkcarcare.com.
Attention detail shop owners, say goodbye to the hassle of multiple orders from all different suppliers. Car Supplies Warehouse is here to revolutionize your shopping experience. We have created a comprehensive online platform where you can find everything you need all in one place. We are constantly expanding our product range, adding new supplies, tools, and equipment. Our goal is to make Car Supplies Warehouse your ultimate one-stop shopping destination. And we don't just stop at providing top quality products. We understand that knowledge is crucial for running a successful business. This is why we offer over 100 online videos specifically tailored to educate and empower businesses like yours. So grow your skills and run a successful business with our online training courses. We take our commitment to education even further by providing in-person training classes. Our expert instructors will guide you through hands-on sessions, sharing their wealth of knowledge and helping you take your shop to new heights. We also have an awesome discount program that ties everything together really nice. Enjoy exclusive benefits and saving as a Car Supplies Warehouse member. Join DetailWise Pro under the Save and Learn tab on our website, carsupplieswarehouse.com, and experience the advantages firsthand. And for a limited time only, we are offering a special deal just for Detail Solutions podcast listeners. Sign up for DetailWise Pro using code PRO30, and you're going to enjoy 30 days of free access and free discounts. There's no obligation. You can cancel anytime. So come discover what you've been missing.
Whoa. And we're back with the Trap Man. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, hello.
Hey, buddy. It's been a long, long time, man.
I think it's been a year, two. Three?
Probably close to two.
I don't know about three. We've only been on air for three. So
yeah, it's probably close to two.
Yeah. This is actually my fourth and yet still first time on this podcast.
Yeah, I think it's probably like a year and a half, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably about a year.
So how are you doing, man? How's the family? How's business?
Wow. Family. Well, a year and a half would lead me to believe that you guys know that I had a kid.
Yeah, you had a son, dude.
Yes.
Yeah.
Labor's getting expensive, so we found that breeding is the cheapest way to ensure financial stability within the shop. Nice. Yeah, he's learning to walk. So
good. So he can put to work real soon then.
Yeah, give it 6 months. His older sister, we have her laying some film already. We have her doing some dealership stuff, so it doesn't matter what it looks like.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Ain't nothing like running a sweatshop.
You know? Right. Got to instill the work ethic in them young, you know?
Yeah. Listen, get them immune to all the chemicals and everything now, so that way when they grow up, it's, you know, it's whatever.
You can't.
Maybe when they have their COVID, they'll be immune to something.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, my daughter, bless her heart, started it. Day one, she was born. My son, right at the end. So I didn't catch COVID, but I caught babies, which is objectively worse.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much the year for babies. If you were born in like the end of 2020, all through 2021, you COVID baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you could tell. They're a different breed. My daughter just licks handrails right now. And I'm like, what are you doing?
In Washington, dude?
Doesn't get sick either. She's just like, you know, she's just whatever. See? She's like, oh, what's this cracker that came out of this, you know, cushion at the movie theater?
Yeah.
Good.
Listen, man, that's, you know, I mean, listen, that's how we were all, you know, raised, drinking water out of the hose and.
Yeah, eating
stuff that fell on the ground, got dirt all over it.
I used to eat gummy bears that fall in the dirt, you know.
Exactly.
Then there's no harm, no foul, man. A little mulch here and there.
Dude, yeah. Haley, if something drops on the ground and Haley just throws it away, I'm like, 5 second rule, Haley. She's like, it's got dog hair on it. I'm like, and?
Blow it off.
Right, exactly. Blow it off. That was a perfectly good cookie you dropped on the ground.
My wife yells at me. My wife's 8 years younger than me, so there's a little gap there. So, like, if I drop something on our house floor, she's like, don't do that. The dogs walk all over. I said, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I know my house is clean.
If I got, like, a cut, I'd have the dog lick it as a way to make it clean. Right?
I mean, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly.
I still have all of my limbs and all nine of my fingers, so we're good to go.
These doctors don't know shit.
Not a damn thing. I too am a certified doctor.
Oh, yeah? Doctor of what?
As a doctor. Do you know that you don't actually need a license to sign doctor on paperwork?
So you've just been signing Dr. Stephen Trapp?
On some things, yeah. When I want to sound professional, you know.
You're like, no, listen. The DR does not stand for doctor, it stands for detail.
Yeah,
that's right.
He's a doctor of PPF, seeing as how he's kind of
it's a director of resources.
Okay.
that's a good one too, man. Okay, you clever motherfucker. So this is what you've been up to, man. Just getting smarter, huh?
Not really. Trying to. It's all the TikTok videos. And investing in Ponzi schemes or cryptocurrencies that really keeps me afloat.
There you go.
What about the Pokemon, man? That was a thing.
Oh, dude. Killed it. Crushed it on the Pokemon game.
All right. Yo, tell us about it, yo. Because, like, I'll be honest, I was kind of skeptical. Like, you know, kind of like the cryptocurrency bullshit.
Yeah.
Well, I lost all the money in cryptocurrency.
No shit. You
know, that's where we started. But with the Pokemon, still got those. You know, those cards ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, but I thought I saw you put them on Facebook that you were trying to sell them off or something.
Part of my collection. I'm trying to sell part of the collection to free up space in my storage closet and to help fund my next major purchase for the company.
Which is?
Porsche 911.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, okay. So, all right. So what are you trying to get rid of and how much of it?
I'm trying to basically sell a bunch of the sealed stuff that I have and then try to get like...
Which include what? Like, and you got like shiny Charizards or some shit?
No, those are in the safe. I keep the shiny chart. It ranges. Like my older cards that are like from like base set back in like the 90s and stuff are worth a lot. And then the newer stuff is like between like 50 and like 150 bucks.
Why are you beating around the bush, man? How much they worth, man? It's okay.
Well, first of all,
steal your Pokemon cards.
Come on, you're not.
I'm not worried. Logan Paul, Charizard.
Yeah.
First of all, I'm from Washington, and I don't want anyone to know what my collection's worth in case they try to tax it.
The only people from Washington that probably watch us are the Kimballs.
He's rich, so you know he's got a good accountant.
So he don't care.
That's right. No, I'd say like my collection's probably worth like 50 grand or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Who would have thought, man? Dude, Pokemon cards have to be more like worth more than fucking autographed sports cards at this point.
Some of them are. I can say this. Usually collectibles run in around 20-year time frames because when I was a kid, I didn't have money because I was a kid. And then I grew up to have adult money and I spend it poorly. So in 20 years, when my kids are 20 and they're going to want to buy shit from now, it'll be there. And hopefully it pays for college or whatever version of college there will be in 20 years. Or...
Yeah, hopefully.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man.
I saw a clip with Pete Davidson on, was it the Tonight Show? The one with, what's his name from SNL? Jimmy Fallon, right?
He's from SNL?
Yeah.
On TV.
Yeah, you don't remember Jimmy Fallon was on SNL?
Yeah, he was.
So Pete was talking about how, like, for the last couple of years, he started investing in sealed VHS tapes.
Oh yeah,
right?
Big money. Dude.
Yeah, like everybody made fun of him, and he says he has like I don't know. He says he has like every sealed VHS tape that's out there. He has like over almost 5,000, I think, something like that.
He was talking about
how Rocky, a sealed VHS Rocky, sold for $27,000.
Yeah. You could get that at a thrift sale 6 months ago.
Yeah.
They'd be like, hey, I got this thing of Rocky here. And they'd be like, wow, I'll give you 25 cents for it. And they're like,
that's too much.
Take this up. Take Lion King with it.
My wife has original Disney VHS tapes, some not opened.
Yeah.
I swear to God. And I kept telling her, I was like, yo, just do something with them. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. And then when I heard that Jimmy Fallon, Pete Davidson shit, I went up to her and said, Ashley, we need to go through all this shit.
Yeah. And some of those older Disney VHSs, if they're like a special version of them, are like stupid money.
Dude, some of them have like crazy artwork on their fucking cases. Like The Little Mermaid has like a dick cloud or something.
Nice.
Or like a dick building. I swear to God.
You would know all the tapes.
Dog.
Building.
Dude, I don't want to hear your shit, dude.
He never made it past the cover.
Yeah.
It was his favorite movie, though.
Liz, I love The Little Mermaid, man. It's a classic.
It's the best one.
That, Beauty and the Beast, man. Top two when I was a kid.
I didn't think you could read.
Bro, I'm in college now, son.
That doesn't mean
I got A's and shit.
I too outsource my work to India.
Oh, you guys!
Isn't that the whole movie Beauty and the Beast was like some girl gets like kidnapped and then reads a bunch of books?
Yeah,
huh. It's a good movie.
What movie is that?
Beauty and the Beast.
Come on, dude, Belle. Belle reads books.
But I'm just trying to think of the plot that you just tried to describe, and that's definitely not what it is.
Really? She doesn't get kidnapped by the beast and held?
Yeah, held
captive. She offers herself voluntarily. What are you talking about? She was kidnapped? No. I'll be starting that shit.
Stockholm Syndrome is a real thing.
She said that I will trade myself for my father, and she did.
Yeah, but she was still being held against her will.
Yeah, like, you know, for 20 minutes, maybe.
I feel like that's the Russell Wilson Broncos trade.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You a Seahawks fan, man. I know that hurt you.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You loving you that know, shit right now?
Dude, it's, you know, anytime I can watch a train wreck because I live by the water, I do. And I tune in for every Broncos game now because I'm a huge fan of our next draft pick.
Oh, yeah, man. You guys got a draft pick out of that
a trade. Few of them. We got like nine. Oh. We got like a first, like two first rounds, two second rounds, and like a third round, and a fourth and a fifth. Like basically, we traded Russell Wilson, who basically forgot how to play football halfway through his last season as a Seahawk, for basically the whole 2022 draft class.
For real, dude. Y'all gonna y'all probably end up with Caleb Williams.
Anybody at this point. We'll just grab somebody from the stands to play quarterback, because if Geno Smith can do it, anyone can do it at this point.
Geno Smith had a good year last year. You know he did.
Oh, I completely agree. But, you know, our football team makes every quarterback look good.
Hey, you know, you could be worse. You could be a Patriots fan right now living in misery.
You know, yeah, that's true. I would hate to be a Patriots fan, just in general.
I mean, I hate it right now. I mean, honestly, I expected a lot more shit talking from people, but there hasn't been. I think they probably feel bad now. So we entered the Browns territory.
Hey, if Ohio can go through it, you can go through it too. All right.
Yeah, the only difference is Ohio didn't have like they didn't live a 20-year span where they were pretty much the best team.
Well, they had Jim Brown.
They went from Jim Brown to the Browns.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, it happened to the Bulls too. I mean, when was the last time the Bulls were relevant after Michael Jordan?
True.
Never.
Yeah. Once a GOAT leaves, that team becomes irrelevant. That's what happened.
Yeah, we were just me and my technicians were just talking about the Sonics, how they got sold, and how many people were on the Sonics that were just like absolutely goated, and like they never really got their time to shine because they were always like in their prime. They were playing Michael Jordan in their prime.
Mm-hmm.
And like,
yeah, no doubt. Gary Payton, Sean Kemp.
Kimball's asking, how did we get Burt Kreischer on and why does he still have his shirt?
I haven't broke out the tequila yet.
Listen, Joe, funny enough is I actually sent a message to Burt Kreischer and asked him if he would come on the show. Still waiting on that reply, so we'll see.
I'll ask him on Friday.
Pray.
Yeah, please do. Huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go see his show on Friday, and I'm going to take
off. Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
Dude, they do that at the beginning. Yeah. They do the Burt cam at the beginning, and they scan the audience, and everybody rips their shirts off.
I hope so.
I didn't, because I didn't feel like having to put my shirt. It was a button up, and I didn't want to have to unbutton.
Oh, I would do that shit. Dude, if button up even better, I'd just pop that bitch.
Yeah, I didn't want to do that.
I got my work shirt on with these like grommet buttons for like
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at you all fancy and shit.
Well, dude, you gotta look the part, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's important when
you're kinda YouTube famous now too.
I would say I've always been famous. Not as famous as you guys. Mm. However,
I beg to differ. We don't have 12,000 YouTube followers.
Listen, you're only on here so we can piggyback.
Right, exactly.
I can tell you 100% it was from one video, and it was a banger.
Before we get into that, we should take our commercial break now, Alex, and then we'll jump into that.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Damn it, you're early. I gotta go find.
It happens to him.
25 minutes.
Well, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, hey, we usually did around 30, so I didn't even have the design time.
Hey, man. Now,
but I have a proposition, Bruno.
All right.
Before the commercial or after commercial?
After the commercial.
All right, we'll be right back.
Tell us about your little wheelie journey you had yesterday. How'd that go on the Viper chair?
I stole this Viper chair. A lot of people hadn't played with one, so I quite like the fact that they got a shot.
Nice.
A lot of guys were generally trying out, going, huh, these things are cool. But it was good fun, especially on this floor. Like, this is a legit carpet, and all the cables, it just
rolls right over.
And it's dried. Yeah, well done. It's a cool chair. I like it.
How comfortable are you right now?
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do you think retailers should invest in a Viper chair?
You know what? My name's Alan Medcraft, and I would say go buy Viper.
Make sure to go to viperindustrial.com and at checkout, use the code DSP to save an additional $25 off your purchase. That's a stackable coupon, so whatever Viper's giving you off, get another $25 as well.
Do you own a detailing business but want to improve your success online? Or are you just starting out but not even sure where to begin? Let Detailers Roadmap guide you down the road to success. Detailers Roadmap is an all-in-one web solution for your auto detailing business. A custom website designed to help you attract and retain customers without breaking the bank. We'll write and design your website from start to finish and provide ongoing support to ensure it's working great for you. Our custom website packages include everything you need to succeed online. And with our local SEO services, we'll make sure your business gets noticed by customers in your area. So why wait? It's time to take your auto detailing business to the next level with an all-in-one website solution from Detailers Roadmap. Visit detailersroadmap.com to get started today.
Did he reschedule?
He doesn't know his schedule yet, but he'll call back. Which probably he won't.
Oh, that's unfortunate. All right.
Oh, hi.
Hello. We're Hello. Back.
Welcome back.
All right. So Steven has a proposition for Bruno. Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
I will trade you one Pokemon card for a bottle of Aquatech coating.
Why are you asking me that?
Yeah, he's the wrong one.
Because I know you're the one with all the power.
Oh, man.
Which Alec, Pokemon Alec, card is the question, though?
See, that's the surprise.
I don't want...
See? It could be something that's worth a dollar or something that's worth $25.
How much are the coatings, Alex?
I don't even know that. Let me guess.
They range from $100 to $200.
Okay. I can bite that bullet. Let's do it.
You want to take the gamble?
I'll take the gamble.
We'll meet up at SEMA, and I will bring you a Pokemon.
I'm card. Not going to SEMA, man.
Why? Why?
Because I have school, that's dude. Cool.
He's a nerd.
What the fuck, are you a 9-year-old? Sorry, guys. I can't go hang out. I got school in the morning.
Pretty much, dude. Pretty yeah. much.
Man. I thought it was all
that's
online.
That's why. As soon as 9 o'clock comes and we end the show, like he's out. Like he doesn't even like stick around for like a debrief. He's just.
Okay. What I will do is I will bring a Pokemon card and I will trade Alex at SEMA and we'll record it.
And then I'll bring that Pokemon card to you at MTE.
Sweet.
Or if the podcast would like to fund my trip to MTE, I will also go.
Detail Solutions Podcast can barely fund ourselves going to MTE.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? Barking up the wrong tree, my friend.
I know, right? Hey, the guy with 12,000 YouTube followers.
Hey, but I have managed to acquire absolutely zero people in the membership community to sign up for $6.99. So for $6.99, you can subscribe to my YouTube under the join button and keep me from having to show my feet later on the internet to pay my bills because winter's slow right now.
So that's what I want to kind of jump into. So I want to talk about your whole influencer
your feet
journey.
Pictures?
No,
I mean,
influencer journey, man. Like, how the hell did you go from, you know, not being all over YouTube to being all over YouTube?
Consistency. So basically, was it last year? I had an idea that the best way to go move forward within the industry was to start creating as much content as possible for basically to add different feelers for marketing. Cause I was already taking pictures of people's cars. I was doing little videos for them. I was like, well, how can I like do something different than everybody else? Right. So I went and started interviewing local videographers. And was like, hey, like, this is what I want to do. and I'm going to bring you on full time, and we're going to make videos every day. And so for the last, I'd say probably 6 months, we've been kind of just really trying to create as much different style of content as possible. So mm-hmm. telling some stories, a little shot content, having some fun with a Cadillac, but then also just
we'll get
basically
into that one later.
trying to, you know, create something for our clients as like an add-on that we can present to them to be like, hey, like, here's a completed 30-second video of your car for your social media, stuff like that. Go ahead and post it, right? As a way to kind of just broaden the horizons of just basically our tentacle reach in the area while simultaneously creating a bigger YouTube brand to help drive traffic and sales of our product lines that we launched at the beginning of the year. So now that we have our own soap, wheel cleaner, tire shine, and detail spray, I forgot the fourth one that we're using as a maintenance stuff. I was like, well, you know, so that can go anywhere. So how can we get in front of more eyes, sell more merch, and hopefully just generate more revenue without having to have my guys do more work?
Right.
In terms of basically like, how can I create stuff using everybody here, doing the same amount of work, making good money, paying my technicians very well, and then also like, how do I raise everybody up without putting more work on their plates? All right. Mm-hmm. So what can I do now that I like the shop's kind of on autopilot? Like I just do sales now. And, you know, I have a front desk person. She's great. My technicians are great. They're all stars. They're very self-governing. Late a lot, but, you know, you can't expect an artist to be on time for anything. And then the, then I just come in and I work with the media team to help further, you know, bring the Blue Star branding to a more recognizable name across the industry.
So who comes up with the ideas for making the content? Is that something that you go, hey, I've got an idea? Or does your videographer guy go like, hey, I was thinking about this. How do we do it? And then you kind of say, oh, we could do it like this. Or how's that work?
Yeah, there's a lot of collaboration with kind of everybody. I'm like, hey, I think this would be cool. So we try it. Then, you know, through like beta testing and things like that, we can figure out like, oh, this one got a little more traction. Let's try this. This is trending. And then the media guy does a lot of research on trending topics and things like that, or how we can piggyback with things that already have kind of eyes on it anyway. But then also what aligns with like our branding a little bit to make sure that we're not devaluing ourselves. When people still see like, hey, when they look up Blue Star Auto Salon, they see the professionalism and us being a kind of a fun shop, like me being a fun person. My technicians, we have a good time, a lot of joking, very family friendly, family oriented here as well too. Like, how can we kind of like, you know, show behind the scenes?
Yeah.
Right. Because I feel like most of our time here is we're just one giant blooper reel anyway. So how can we put it in front of people to be like, hey, so I know you're buying paint protection film, window tint, or ceramic coating, but, you know, your money's going to a better place,
yeah. right?
Like, our technicians are taken care of, and, you know, we're having a good time. It's not, you know, one guy at the top of the mountain. I actually make the least amount of money here.
Does some of these people's money go to Subway sandwiches?
Yes, I bought a Subway sandwich recently.
Yeah, and I heard that you said that they taste the same. All the subs taste the same.
100%. Every Subway sandwich tastes the exact same.
Well, you're gonna have to explain yourself now, because like, this is like, it turned into a heated debate, because like, I've seen the comments.
It's a controversial subject.
I couldn't believe
I thought the pineapple on pizza was controversial, but no, Subway sandwiches very shit. Controversial
shit. So explain why these subs do you taste the same. Because you literally, first of all, you don't even have taste buds because you don't like pineapple on pizza. But go ahead.
Dude, it just tastes like plastic. Doesn't matter. it doesn't matter what you put on the sub. It just tastes like plastic. And dude, I know what plastic tastes. I deal with it every day. Like, what's it like? You can't sit there and tell me that if you have American cheese and say the pepper jack cheese at Subway, they taste any different.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you, dude. Like, Did you sniff too many Maccas as a kid?
Markers?
Yeah.
Only the ones that were scented.
Jesus. Alex, yeah. What do you think? You think they taste all the same?
I don't know, man, because I only get one type of sub when I go to Subway, and that's the cold cut trio.
You fucking plain Jane.
Yeah.
Dude, if you go to Subway for anything other than just a turkey sub or just a regular sandwich, like...
What's a regular sandwich?
Just a regular sandwich. Turkey, cheese, lettuce.
See, Jason, I think the problem is he's not from down here and he doesn't know what a pub sub is. I mean, like, listen, I'm not going to Subway that much. If I'm getting a sub, I'm going to get in a pub sub.
See,
Nuggie sub.
We go to Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's ain't got nothing on pubs.
Well,
dog. You just said that Subway tastes like plastic, but Jersey Mike's bread is legit plastic.
It's better tasting plastic.
No, oh my God.
I mean, if you have two bad sandwiches next to each other, right? The Jersey Mike sandwich is going to taste significantly better than standard Subway plastic, right? It's the difference between ordering like $100 box of film from China and a $400 box of film from China. Same plastic, one tastes a lot better.
There was another sub shop that I went to when we were in Kentucky. I forget the name of it now. But it was legit.
I remember the one that was across the street from the hotel. Yeah,
legit. It's the best. It's up there with pub subs. I'm going to give them that. But it ain't above it. It's
I wouldn't know because they were supposed to stay open until 7 o'clock, and I went in at like 6:30, and they were like, "We ain't making no more sandwiches. Get out."
Yeah, man. Kentucky's wild, dude. Louisville's wild. They'll be closing everything down at 6.
Yeah,
that sounds like my trip, my last trip to Pennsylvania. I'm like, why the fuck is everything closed at 9 o'clock?
Is Stats in here right now? He is in here.
Yeah, Stats is in here.
He knows why, man. It's the Amish community.
Dude, I swear to God, we were driving and like it was me and two of my friends. We're going to a training event out there and we're driving. We flew in. It was dark. I thought we were landing in a river. I was like, it's over. I was like, what the fuck is this airport? I've never seen an airport without lights in my entire life. And then we landed and I was like, oh, there was one terminal. I was like, where did we just land? It's like a cornfield. So then we go get our rental car and we start driving. And then the map that we were taking takes us through some guy's like farmland through like a cornfield. And my buddy's like, yo, dude, we're going to die out here. Just take me back to the plane. I was like, I wouldn't know how if I wanted to. I was like, we need gas. I was like, I don't know where this gas station is, but there's a used car lot. There's a buggy there. I mean, we could pull it.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. Shout out to Pennsylvania. It's flat.
Stat says everything's closed because there's no electric in the Amish community.
I can believe it. They could put like like one of those wheels in the river and just have it like charge.
Oh, the mill.
Yeah, with a little instead of grinding flour, they could like, I don't know, take some copper wiring, make electroconductor. I don't know.
Let's bring him into the river.
Yeah, let's spice it up a little bit for him.
Oh, dear.
The wheel in the river or the big wheel in the sky?
Yeah.
I need to compose myself, man.
I don't know if you've been to Washington, but they put a bunch of those windmills up in eastern Washington. They were like, oh, my God, it's so beautiful. And it just looks like someone put a bunch of Walmart fans across the entire prairie out there. I was like, wow, this is beautiful, guys.
Yeah.
So
we went to Washington, but it was just to Seattle, and it was just for 2 days. So
we didn't get to see much.
It's crazy how I still don't get invited to something that's in my backyard. Shout out to detailing success people.
Yeah, be cool.
I'd like to have Kimball buy me a sandwich one day.
he didn't even buy us a sandwich when we went.
Yeah, he gave us a ride from the airport.
Yeah, and his son's F-150 that he wants it to be a 350 so bad.
Hey, you leave those 1500 trucks alone. That's a real truck out here.
I'm going to put a supercharger in my 150. Wait, come again? What?
Hey, I got a supercharger in my 1500.
Dog, you got a What TRX. Is that? What are the Rams? TRX, yeah.
Still a Ram 1500.
Yeah, but it's like a beefy.
Yeah.
Like you ain't got to do shit to it.
No.
It's like buying a Raptor. You know what I'm saying? Like if you wanted an F-150 with some oomph, buy a Raptor.
Absolutely. The only thing you have to do
listen,
for
Cody,
it is...
I'm sorry. I don't want to get... Dude, I feel like I'm just bashing him right now. I'm so sorry, dude. I don't want to do this. Cody's a good dude.
If you have a 1500, right, and it's a Ram specifically, the only thing you have to do maintenance-wise is take it to the dealership and let them fix all the recalls and all the warranty work. It's like getting a brand-new truck every 4 months. It's great.
Jeez.
They fixed my tailgate 3 times. I don't even know. I couldn't tell you if it was broken or not. I kind of think they were just like, they were like, you need to come in right now for a catastrophic failure. I was like, oh, fuck, what's going on? And they were like, oh, shit, the tailgate's broken. I was like, what? I was like, it's closed. I barely open it.
Yeah. Stat says you're just mad because your horse wouldn't let you put a turbo on it.
I don't care, man.
Did you know, like, a horse has, like, 40 horsepower or something like that?
Yeah.
Like, it's... Like the equation isn't the same. Like I thought it was like one horse for one horsepower. Yeah. No, it's like 40 horse per one horse or something like that.
Jeez.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You could take a commercial break if you'd like, Alex.
We're way too early, dude. We have 8 more minutes before we take a commercial break. So
8 more minutes. We still got more shit to talk about, man. Like,
well, you better talk about it for the next 8 minutes. Fucking go.
How many commercials do you guys have? You guys can't afford to fly me out to Florida and you guys all these commercial breaks?
We have 3.
Oh, shit.
So three commercial breaks with 6 advertisers, so 2 at each commercial break.
And I saw that you had Mr. Craven in the last commercial for the Viper chairs.
Oh, Rob. Yeah, he was in the commercial. Yeah. That was when Hollywood. Alan took our his camera. What do you mean, Mr. Hollywood? What happened?
Rob Craven. He's Mr. Hollywood.
Oh, is there a reason?
I've been calling him that for like the last 5 years.
Oh, okay. I was like, yo,
seems like somebody who'd like be a celebrity, you know? Like you see him like walking with Taylor Swift outside of a football game.
Damn.
Pushing security guards out of the way and stuff.
Absolutely.
He's on Travis Kelce's level.
Dude, he's handsome. What are you talking about? Travis Kelce is also a very handsome individual. Not as handsome as Bert Kreischer, but he's up there.
Well, I mean, Jason Kelce, he's handsome too.
Oh, he is. He's like the dad that's like happy with his second family, you know? Like, I like him.
Jason Kelce's a good dude.
I started watching their podcast clips on TikTok because, you know, when you're TikTok. A Swiftie, you just
you're
get Swiftie? All. Oh, of course, dude.
Okay.
Are you not?
No.
You should be.
No.
Are you going to go see the movie?
No, I can't stand kids screaming. I have 2 of them. So
there's a movie out?
Yeah, I'll wait till it comes out on
dude, it's like the whole Amazon 3-hour concert in a movie. And people are dressing up to it and doing all the same shit they would do at the concert in the movie.
Yeah, then they're like partying inside the movie theater, which I'm 35 and like, yo, like, first of all, I fall asleep. I go to any movie theater. So like I wait for it to come to Prime. I'm just going to put on the TV, maybe listen to Shake It Off and take a nap. You know, that's
it's nuts, dude. It's a crazy whole experience they're doing for a movie theater.
I live 15 minutes from the stadium, man, in Tampa. And every time she comes to Tampa, it's like it's pandemonium, dude. It's insane.
Yeah. Well, everywhere she goes is pandemonium.
Yeah.
I don't she's single-handedly changing economies.
I know.
Yeah.
Like she made Travis Kelce's jersey worth something.
Oh yeah, dude. I mean, he got probably a 200% in raise in sales.
And he's like, oh wait a minute, I'm stuck with this one. It's a good one to be stuck with.
Yeah,
I wish I had a rich sugar mama, but I don't.
I don't think, you know. No. I mean, my wife is my sugar mama, so
My wife's stay-at-home mom, and she is the most valuable employee I have.
I would bet.
I love her to death.
Yeah.
So, shout out to my wife.
Blink if you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Blink if you're in trouble, man. It's okay.
She's probably watching this right now, sending a screenshot to her family members, being like, this dumb motherfucker is on another podcast.
Yeah, you know, you wanted to have a podcast before. What happened with that, man?
So, as with most things during COVID, you pick up a lot of hobbies that are completely useless. So, shout out to the Detailers Podcast. Still have the domain. I might do something with it now that I have an actual platform. So, I think we also have the YouTube channel as well, with probably one subscriber. It's probably my mom. She's a very big supporter. And then, yeah, I you know, I try a bunch of things. A lot of things don't work, but some of the things do work, and here we are. So that's one of the things that's kind of helped drive my success, is just kind of like, oh, yeah, we'll give it a shot. You know,
nice.
At the end of the day, you know, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We even tried having what did we try? A cooking channel? I think we tried that too during COVID. That was cool.
Yeah, it was the Detailers Cookbook, dude.
Yeah.
That shit was dope, man. I'll tell you what.
That was a fun one.
It was, man.
Wasn't there a Facebook page for that?
Yeah, there's like a Facebook page and group, and we were doing like cooking competitions and stuff.
Yeah, we shared all our dishes and shit.
I remember. Whatever happened to that?
We got out of COVID.
we all went back to work and food got expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
Got out of COVID and stopped cooking.
Here,
started eating pub or started eating Subway subs.
Well, when it's cheaper to go, okay. So like, I live in an apartment building and there's like a steakhouse downstairs, and it's cheaper to go to the steakhouse downstairs and get unlimited. The Brazilian steakhouse experience is $55. It's the cheapest dinner, and it's an all-you-can-eat steak, and it's downstairs. You can't even go get steak for $55 now. Well, I mean, you probably can, but, like, my wife hates it. She's like, you know, I'm really tired of that place. I was like, but the value.
So is it, like, $55 all-you-can-eat, and you just go down there and load up and then bring it back upstairs to the family, or are you paying $55 for each person?
It's $55 for me and my wife, and there's a salad bar. The kids are free, so
there you go.
Take advantage of that shit while you can.
Yeah, can't go wrong with Brazilian steakhouse. But
talk about your kids eating for free.
Yeah, that's right, dude.
Dude, you need to talk to them about getting a little sponsorship deal on your YouTube channel.
Oh, dude.
Run a commercial for him. Yeah.
Dude, I'm the original Yelp review. Just a fat guy walking into a steakhouse. That's how you know it's good. Right? You see too many skinny people outside the steakhouse. It's not a good steakhouse.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Do they know you by name? Do they know you by name? They're like, oh, here comes Steven. Sit him at his usual table.
Because it's a Brazilian steakhouse, the guys will walk around with, like, the sword and the meat stuff.
Yeah.
Like, they know us. A couple of them came to the shop. Like, one of them is like, when are you going to hire me? I was like, you probably make more money doing what you're doing. Just stay there.
Right.
I was like, I'm not losing my inside plug at the Brazilian steakhouse. Right. I can say, I will say this now, after 3.5 years, I tried the grilled pineapple at the Brazilian steakhouse with some cinnamon. It gave me heartburn, so.
That doesn't mean it's not good.
No, it was good.
Yeah.
Until it tried to kill me. So I stand by my statement that pineapple is the devil's fruit.
Nah, pineapple is so good. And it does belong on pizza. It's the best thing.
How? No. Like, what's a
good argument? Alex, you're no pineapple on pizza guy?
Of course I'm a...
I know you're not, dude, but I know Alex wasn't. Dude, that...
Because he's
that.
I'm a respectable gentleman.
I'm a Dave Portnoy pizza guy. Give it to me plain with just cheese on it.
Yeah, it's...
See, you... Man, you give white people a bad name.
It's the ingredients. You got to taste the ingredients, not just the shitty pineapple.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. Alex, you bland as bland can be, man. just give me my turkey sub and mayo and some fucking cheese.
He's a respectable gentleman.
Listen, I'm too old now. The pepperoni, it like Trap said, right? Like, you get the heartburn. It tries to kill you in the middle of the night because you get all that acid reflux and you're fucking throwing up in your mouth, about to fucking, you know, drowned in it. So yeah, man, just fucking give it to me like David Portnoy, just cheese and plain, bro.
Oh, little shit. Bit of
crunch, you know. I don't want too much flop.
Yeah, just a nice.
All right, man, I feel that.
A nice crust, not too soggy, not too greasy. Exactly. Good quality cheese, you know.
All right, man. Yeah. Y'all got that. I'll give it to you.
None of that.
I don't have a gallbladder, so dish. I don't know what heartburn is anymore.
Yeah. All right, let's do a commercial break. We'll come back and wrap this up.
Talk about that Cadillac.
Yeah, we'll talk about
the Cadillac. Oh, the Cadillac.
We'll be right back. Ooh. Fiber has every pad you would need, including tire pads. Towels, got them. Windows, wheels, interiors, paint. The all-new Mint on a Stick for hitting taller vehicles, or the new Bug Sponge for fronts. And then we have the Dragon Wash Sponge Mitt. It's perfect for the two-bucket system, glides on the cars, easy, soft on the paint. Hey, don't forget, go watch us on YouTube. Check out our channel. And in the barrel blade, it's perfect for getting in between those tight wheels, calipers. We also have the Dreadknot. It's the staple of all auto fiber towels. If you're not using it to dry, you're missing out. And then the new wheel paw for getting those faces, getting in between spokes, getting the lug nuts, all those hard to reach places. So go to autofiber.com. Make sure to use the code DSP at checkout.
Hey everybody, Rennie Doyle here, founder of the Detail Mafia and Detailing Success. You know, I love quotes, and this is one of my favorites. It's not enough to do your best. You must know what to do, then do your best. There's a lot more to detailing than just making paint shiny. To be successful, you need to be a well-rounded detailer, and most importantly, an entrepreneur. At Detailing Success, I really take pride in that we'll not only teach you the highest level detailing skills you need, but we'll mentor and coach you to be a profitable business owner. Our advanced five-day training is held monthly at my hometown, in the beautiful town, I may say, of Big Bear Lake, California. If you want to learn more, email me directly at rennie@detailingsuccess.com or visit detailingsuccess.com and ask about our special offer for our podcast listeners. Happy detailing, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time.
All right, and we're back. So you want to talk to him about the caddy?
Yeah, so I was going to do a screen share and kind of share a clip from YouTube, but like it was small. I couldn't figure it out. But just so I can introduce this topic. So Trap and the Blue Star Auto Salon team had a very unique idea, and it was very awesome to see how many layers of PPF on a car it would take to stop a bullet. So with that said, Steven, tell us about this Cadillac that you guys pretty much demolished and like the guns you shot and everything like that and how you came up with that idea.
Shout out to Dakota, my film technician. It's actually his Cadillac. It has the most bulletproof Northstar V8 in it, and the motor was running on 2 out of its 8 cylinders.
Oh, and my God.
So it's just been parked outside his apartment. They finally were like, hey, you got to tow this thing. It's not going anywhere. And we tried to sell it. You know, it's really hard to sell a $0 car for anything more than $0. So people were like, what's wrong with it? We're like, everything. It's easier to tell you the glass is good, and that was about it. So he called CarMax. It was like, hey, try to sell it to CarMax. They were like, we'll give you $200. And I was like, shit, $200. I was like, I bet you get at least that in scrap. And he's like, should we blow it up? I was like, yeah. I was like, and you know, you have those like marketing videos where people are like, oh, dude, the thing's scratch proof or things like that. Yeah. And, you know, people try to imply that things are bulletproof. And I was like, I wonder, like, if you can actually stop a bullet with PPF. And I was like, I mean, yes, it probably should. And I was like, I wonder how many layers it would take. So we decided to take snake shot first to test like 1 and 2 layers, which actually snake shot penetrated the film, but didn't damage the paint. So the paint was fine. So we shot it, and then we shot it with a 22, and the 22 went through. So we're like, okay, so let's step it up a little bit. So I think it was at like 20, 25 layers, stopped to 22 round from my buddy's, I think it's like a SIG suppressed gun. It was nice. Like, we brought out Falcon Security, which is my buddy's private security company. They're, you know, licensed armed guards, things like that. And he's got a beautiful collection of different things that you can use as tools. So we had everything from a 22 up to armor piercing rounds with a 50 cal.
Jeez.
And,
yeah, buddy.
We're actually going through like the footage and just going to show like all the shooting that we did. Cause like the video, we kind of shot 2 videos while we're out there. So once we stopped the 22, we're like, okay, let's step it up to 9mm. And we're kind of losing daylight a little bit. And so we started late. We just production style had a bunch of, we had a box of old Scotchgard 3M film that had just been sitting in the back corner for like over a year. And I was like, we're never going to use it. So I start cutting sheets out and just start layering it until basically we had like 1, 2, 4, 8, 16. We just doubled it. And then we just kept putting them on it because if we know if it would stop, you know, 8, then, you know, what's going to stop more? So we got up to, I was thinking it was 124 layers to stop a 9mm round at about, I'd say, 30 feet. So we shot the door. I actually have, hold on. Here. We'll see if we can pick this up. So this is the block of PPF of the catches. So this is the front. So here we have the entrance hole, and on the back, you can see the 9mm round stuck in the back of it. Damn. And on the front, so we actually ended up shooting it with a bunch of stuff. So there's buckshot rounds here that are all stopped around probably 50 layers. And then, yeah, so then after we figured out that our science experiment worked and we ran out of PPF, we started shooting it with other stuff until eventually someone filled a 5-gallon gas tank full of Tannerite.
Nice.
And we blew up the car so we could make sure that we could scrap it, where Dakota got a lovely $178 in scrap metal for it.
That's so much better than taking $200.
Yeah, it only cost probably $3,000 in like ammunition.
Because
I think there was like 9 of us out there. We accidentally caught the car on fire when we shot the motor with an incendiary round, and it lit the motor on fire. So there's an outtake that we're going to be posting here pretty soon. So we had to run up with the fire extinguishers. We're like, well, we only have 1 fire extinguisher left for the Tannerite. So we're like, smoking? I was like, oh, shit, that's a fire. So, but yeah, then we shot the 50 cal. We shot like a Magnum 500, Desert Eagle, M1 Grand, a couple of ARs, AR-10, 308, 10mm, 9mm. Kind of just went through the whole spectrum.
Sounds and then, like it.
Then Dakota decided to take the semi-auto shotgun and put like 200 shells into the side of it.
Golly.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Was he trying to imagine that Biggie was on there?
Yeah. No, he was just, I think he'd finally just been like, you know, like letting go of the Cadillac by doing the only thing we could and putting more metal into it than we'd like to admit. And it was a great time. So we took all our technicians came out there. Everyone had a good time shooting. We made like a company trip out of it. And
yeah.
But yeah, so shout out to Falcon Securities for helping us and putting on a little bit of a safety seminar. Everything was done. Everything we did was legal and under the eyes of trained professionals.
Nice.
For YouTube.
Yeah, I suggest everybody go check that out.
Yeah, it's a great video. It's posted on our YouTube.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Earlier today was good.
And then we also have some other stuff on there. We tried shooting PPF with a tiny tank once to simulate. That's kind of how we got the idea at first. Was like I had this little remote control tank, and I was like, let's shoot PPF with it. We wrapped PPF on a pop can. And I was like, so ton of production time went into something that just flopped. Just completely flopped.
I bet you put it back out now, we'll probably get some shit going.
Hopefully. We've had a couple of videos do pretty well. We had one, but it seems like most of my comment thread nowadays, it's just people talking shit, which is fine because
that's the internet for you.
Yeah. I only have 2 comments on my live stream on YouTube right now, and it's 12.5K subs, LMAFO. And then a lot of people that call me a degenerate for my sandwiches. And I made a video about how we worked on Macklemore's car, one of those guys that does music. Yep. And everybody just started to dogpile Macklemore.
Yes. So, yo, it was, I saw that too. That shit was crazy. They're like, fuck that motherfucker. I was like, damn, dude, like this.
Anything
he ain't gonna see the shit.
Yeah, but you know the beauty of it though is it's engagement and it works in your favor.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
That's why people talk shit to me. I'm like, oh, who cares, dude? Good. Give me more exposure.
Yeah, that was one of the things I learned at the content creator event with a bunch of the YouTube guys was a lot of times they'll keep egging on the people posting negative comments to get them to go more and more and more, because it's basically just more engagement and helps the video grow.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully next year I'll get invited as a content creator.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Hopefully both of us do, man.
I'm surprised you didn't. They brought Alex, but they didn't bring you.
I think it was a budget restriction thing.
They don't know who the boss really is, you know? I do a good job hiding it.
Yeah, Otter just missed out on that one.
You know, he's a handsome devil, that guy. One of their guys reached out to me about their optical film, and I was like, I'm excited to take a look at that. But they also have those dry ice machines that are really cool, which I think I might be getting a dry ice machine pretty soon as the next phase of the business, because you got to keep figuring out new ways to separate yourself from the average Joe. So now that our company's kind of grown into this huge corporation with like multiple facets and multiple offshoots and stuff, we're like, okay, well, how much time do I have and how much time do I need to allocate resources to? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, I think the like kind of following their league over the Chicago Auto Pros, like they've been killing it for so long.
Like,
It's all Greg. Greg's the mastermind.
You gotta have somebody who's able to articulate.
Where's Alonzo?
Oh, no, he's gone. So he's, damn, man.
You need to fire him, or you need to do something, man, because your lighting sucks.
Oh, the sun went down.
You even got a light.
No, so we actually put together this lovely stream setup in like 15 minutes. We got our camera above the, this is actually I'm at his editing station, so I got him a really nice computer. He's got 2 monitors and then my Sony a7 camera that he just put on a tripod, and we got it hooked up to the computer, and like I was like, okay, we'll just like open the window because there's a window here, and it's just steadily gotten darker.
Dude, I feel like we're on a Zoom call with like an inmate right now.
Hey dude, I'm about to pick a 14 play parlay to get my bail money.
Nice. So, yeah, you heard I about, thought about, you heard I almost, about that guy, right? picking all the picks from jail.
Dude, genius. I'm about to pay the $25 for his Telegram, and I'm going to make next week's picks and get some gambling money for SEMA.
Nice. So,
there you go.
That's the whole point. But as the sun goes down, my lighting will get worse, and if I scoop back, I just look like I
it's fine.
But
we
I just had to give you a hard time, man.
No, I thought about buying a light when I was at Best Buy getting the little adapter for the HDMI cord to the camera, and I was like, I'm not going to need a light. I was like, I have plenty of light here. And then I sat down. I was like, shit, I should have got the light. But so that way I can start challenging my clients to sim racing for discounts. So I have this idea.
Damn, okay.
That I'm going to set up a sim race inside my shop. And clients that want to do, like, ask for discounts or stuff like that, or use it as a promotion. Or you can race the technician. And there's, like, a set time, right? And, like, say you're racing Laguna Seca. Right? The most popular racing. If you hit this time, right? Or if you beat the technician that races. Every second that you're past his time up to like 20 seconds is what you have to tip the technician. And anything that you beat him by seconds up to 20 seconds is the percentage off.
Nice.
That's pretty fun.
So I've been trying to work out that to how make it sound like it's not gambling. Because
it's not. I kind of want to like be a Blue Auto Salon like customer now.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun because I just got a free promo code for Forza from Microsoft because I was out at their little launch day event.
Yeah.
And they gave me a scarf and the Forza game as a thank you for bringing the truck out. And I was like, how can I utilize this in a positive way? And I was like, well, I got this really nice computer. And I was like, I can get a sim. And I have the wheel already. Fun. Yeah. Or it could be a complete waste. Time and then my technicians are just this guy on my lunch break again.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing you could do is there's a shop down here in Orlando that's got one, and they charge I don't know how much it is for like 5 minutes of race time or whatever like that. You could just, as your clients are sitting there and they want to do it, you could charge them per lap or whatever.
Yeah, that'd be, you know,
what's your income?
Just gets us a little bit more extra time when we're working on the car. It's almost done. Here, would you like to race?
Yeah.
Because exactly. I used to go to the dentist, and the little dentist had a Super Nintendo.
Yep.
That we used to play.
The NES, yeah.
Yeah, next to the little fish tank.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Oh, yes.
I think every dentist had that. Yeah.
Damn, dude, the good old days.
Yeah, exactly.
And now those Game Boys are like $400.
Yep. All right, Bruno, you got anything else? Or let's wrap this up because I still got about a couple hours of downloading and uploading and
reloading.
Yeah, all making sure all the video and audio syncs together.
All right, man, we don't want to hear all that shit. We know you got shit to do. All right, man.
Oh, he's actually going on a different podcast right after this at the Knights of the Square Table. he's got a date. Me and Bruno will continue this party together.
Yeah.
I wish I could, brother. I gotta go to bed, homework. Man.
No. Yeah. I'm surprised Bruno isn't messaging me right now, like, bro, wrap it up. We gotta go. I'm tired.
No,
I got math.
He does it quarter after. All right, Trap, for anybody who maybe wants to check out your YouTube channel, watch you blow up a Cadillac, or wants to, or doesn't know who you are and wants to find you, give all your shout outs.
You can find me just looking up Steven Trapp on Facebook. And you can find all our socials at Blue Star Auto Salon. So that's Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. I believe we have a LinkedIn. I don't know why, but I believe we have one. If you want to follow our Twitter account, it would be appreciated. We have zero followers on Twitter. So
I don't know any detailers that do Twitter, so that's interesting.
We're going to use that as a way to kind of just like help promote the YouTube channel.
Gotcha.
So that's Blue Star _AS because our name's too long. Our OnlyFans isn't up yet. You can join our YouTube channel in hopes to prevent me from having one. The internet is not ready for a Bert Kreischer lookalike on OnlyFans. I will take my shirt off for money, but for $6.99, oh, yeah, okay, you could help prevent that.
No, man. If I can see you take a shirt off for free, I won't give you shit.
Shit, add me on Snapchat.
All right,
add me on Snapchat and hit the Cash App.
I ain't paying for nothing, homie.
I don't need money. I just need your time.
Yeah.
That was smooth.
All right, still, I tried to drink out of my water bottle. The cap was on.
It's a. All right, Steven. We appreciate you coming on, man. It's always fun when you're on here. I think this is your fourth time now.
Yeah, I'm shooting for most appearances on a podcast where nobody knows who's on the podcast.
Man, you ain't on Twitter.
It should be. It's I think blue_AS. I believe
underscore. See, man, yeah. People gonna be.
Well, Blue Star Auto Salon is too long, apparently. And apparently, every company in the world is also named Blue Star. So you could just type in anything after Blue Star and there's a company. Donuts, appliances, gas company, electric company.
Wow.
So I'm working on diversifying my portfolio. There's even a coffee company. I was like, went to a coffee shop. I was like, we're serving Blue Star coffee. I was like, no, you're not. I don't have coffee.
Nice.
But
all right, buddy, we appreciate it, man. Take care.
Thank you guys for having me.
I'll see you at SEMA. I'll get you some Aqua Tech for that Pokemon card for Jason.
I'm gonna bring you a straight banger.
Okay,
everything he wants and needs in a Pokemon card.
There you go.
All right, buddy. I'll hang it up on my wall too.
Yeah.
All right, buddy, take care.
All right, have a good one. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, man. Thank you. All right, man. It's Trap's always a blast when we have him on.
I love him.
Dude, I don't even know. Did we even get to any of the things that you really wanted to talk about?
Every one of them. Every one of them.
Okay, because, you know, with Trap, it's you know, all over the place.
No. So every single one of them. And I knew we would because, like, I know. I only had three things I wanted to talk about, and I knew those three things were going to take long, and it would progress into other things. So,
gotcha.
Yeah, man.
Gotcha. All right. Shit. Well, website, you know where it is, detailsolutionspodcast.com. It's going to have the all the links to where you can find us, the preferred vendor page. You spend some money with them, they'll save you some money. They'll spend money with us. We bring you that funny hashtag money, money, funny. Merch store, the King Tour 2023 shirt is still up and available. Unlike Blue Star Auto Salon, we do not have 12,500 and something subs on our YouTube channel. But if you want to follow us on YouTube, it's the Detail Solutions Podcast. You can check out the video of these podcasts. And we only have, a couple hundred subs, I think, maybe. I don't even know where we're at now. And TikTok, we are getting close and closer to 900. We still need to get that 100 to get to 1,000, hopefully before 2 weeks and SEMA starts so we can go live. So if you want to follow us on TikTok, that is the Detail Solutions Pod. Jason's been doing a pretty good job of editing these down into some little clips and reels and whatnot that we can throw on TikTok. So there's some cool stuff on there for that. If you want to be a guest on the show, please email us at detailsolutionspodcast@gmail.com. Hey, Alex, love to be on the show. That's all you got to do. And lastly, please like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you are listening. And please leave us a 5-star review. And lastly, I forgot because it's still kind of far away and it's still new. If you plan on going to MTE in sunny Orlando, Florida, between February 1st and the 3rd, 2024, when you purchase your tickets, please use the code DSP15. It'll save you 15% off. And with that, my friend,
it's closing time.
Have a great night, day, weekend, whatever you're listening to this. My name is Alex Russell, and never let anybody treat you like a yellow starburst. You're a pink starburst. Take care. We'll see you.